I'm your host, David Cohen. Once again, live on the air, LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station on the planet. It is a beautiful Sunday, as is every Sunday. We got some wonderful people in the studio today. We got some friends, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, right? That's what it's about. We got Colin.
Hey, what up?
We got Kevin.
Hey, guys.
And Dr. Michelle.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so I just want to thank you guys for being on the show.
You're welcome.
It's always
You're
a pleasure.
Welcome.
Always a pleasure to have you guys. It's a fun experience coming in the studio and just talking, right? So I was thinking of just like topics in general, just kind of like something I on the show, as you guys know, we usually take just like a specific topic and we're like, okay, today this show is going to be about this. And then we dig in depth with that topic, you know, and, we do things to try to help other people regarding the topic. We have people call in. But this specific show is going to be a general. It's going to be a general, but something that almost at first sounds like too general, but there's like key points where it honestly will all come together. It will all come together, and it will be a really good show. I think you guys are going to like this. So today's topic.
Drum roll,
please. No. How to pursue a wonderful, carefree life. That sounds ridiculous. How to live a carefree life. That's a...
Okay, carefree might be too strong. Because you can't really live a carefree life. It's not... Unless you, like, are in prison and they
I don't know if that's
provide carefree.
Maybe that's a bad
Maybe
analogy.
That's a really... But no, hey, dude, if you're in prison, you live a carefree life.
No. What I'm saying is you can't really live a carefree life.
I agree.
But I know what you're saying. You're trying to say like
it's more of like a statement. And we were talking a couple days ago and this morning, just like what is a wonderful life? Like, how do you guarantee yourself a happy, wonderful life? I want to start out with talking about happiness. I'm gonna ask each of my hosts, what is happiness to them? Colin.
I think happiness is something that like you don't really have to look for. You're just kind of generally happy, or like something like a hobby that could make you happy,
right,
or like a person or family. I don't know. Happiness is just kind of a general feeling and not something that you have to strive for.
I feel that. I would also say that happiness kind of like goes beyond just a hobby. Like happiness.
No, I mean that was just something that
oh,
makes
no, no, no.
you happy.
For sure, definitely. Kevin.
In my eyes, happiness is just a state of mind and like a state of being where your problems and all the sadness in your life is temporarily not, you know, it's not there.
Right.
It's not on your mind.
Right.
Happiness is just the absence of like
absence of negativity.
Yeah, the absence of negativity when you're living like a positive life.
Right, right. Dr. Michelle?
I think, excuse me, that we all have sadness and we all have, you know,
depression.
Well,
it's a part of life.
But I think happiness to me is when we can be peaceful and allow a lot of stress and worries to just float away and just sort of be in the moment, be in the now, and experience the now as enjoyably as we can.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. Happiness for me is finding something within yourself. Let it be, like Colin said, a hobby or a person or an emotion, something that brings you a happy emotion. Happiness to me is in the eye of the beholder. Happiness to me is 100% completely what you make it. This also ties into like to thinking and thoughts and like how you perceive your world. Like if you dwell on only the depressing things and only the negative things in life, and yes, you have moments of happiness, but if you are so focused on the flaws, that literally, like what you put out is going to come right back. If you were putting energy, because thoughts are energy. Thoughts mm-hmm. are completely
I agree.
Energy.
I totally agree.
When you put energy and when you put thought into negative things, even if it's like, oh my God, I wish that I wasn't like this, or I wish I could be better,
or even like what my mom says. She says, like, instead of like when you feel like you're getting sick, don't be like, I'm not getting sick. Be like, I'm healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
the opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that all ties in. Your mom's a cool lady. Very cool lady, Colin. Yeah, that all ties into something that I was actually going to get in later to the show, which we've talked about on previous shows, manifestation. You know, like, if you are feeling sick and then you truly, truly believe in yourself, okay, I am healthy. I feel good. If you convince yourself that you feel good, like, okay, it starts out like the brain literally controls every single aspect of your body. It does. It makes you breathe. It makes you walk. It's the brain.
Indeed.
You know, it is it's not the heart of the body, but it's like the essence.
The core.
Yeah, the core, you know. And if you convince, like, if your brain is in, like, healthy mode, then your brain will adapt to the way that you think. Your brain will react to your body in the way that you think. That's why people who dwell on being depressed, people uh-huh. who dwell on the negative, are generally negative people.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, I'm
no,
sorry,
I was
go
just
on.
Reading, a little while ago, I was just reading, not today, earlier in the week, what are some of the like characteristics of happy people? And happy people are okay with themselves.
Yeah.
Happy people have sort of some self-esteem.
Yeah.
Happy people give to other people. They have friends. They have social life. They have support systems.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. I also think that being happy has a bunch to do with people, like mm-hmm. the people you surround yourself with. Because you completely feed off of your friends, you know,
right.
Like you just do. Yeah. It's, you know, and if you surround yourself with happy people and people that just like generate a good energy,
right.
You know, and that rubs off on you, then you're going to be a happy person.
Right.
You know, if you surround yourself with people that are depressed, chances are you are a depressed person.
Yeah.
Because we attract to people that we can relate to. You know, we attract to people that view their surroundings mm-hmm. the same as we do. It's just the way of the world. It's the mm-hmm. flow of, like, the planet and, the universe.
We kind of vibrate at a certain level, I think.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And who we... But I think there's sometimes that we attract people who are not really... I mean, for some reason, we attract them in our lives, and then they turn out to be negative and kind of downers and pull us down,
right.
And then
Have
to move on. Have you ever had that, guys?
Well, like, I've had friends where, like, they, like, in, like, when I started being mm-hmm. friends with them, that they would be, like, really, really amazing. Like, they'd
right.
be,
yeah.
like, I could feel that they had a good energy. And
yeah.
then something would happen to them, that they would, like, change completely.
Right. And then they wouldn't be...
And then they wouldn't be
as
like
giving or kind, or
yeah, or they would, or their energy would just like change in general.
Wow.
And that, like, I wouldn't want to be around them.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That happens.
I completely know what you're talking about. And I think that happens because of people change. You know, mm-hmm. people make choices which take them down different paths. You know, which completely 100% can change who you are and what your impact on this planet is. For me, that's what it comes down to. You know, like, it comes down to belief and it comes down to choice.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch back on what Colin said. He said his friend, he had, like, a good friend, and he just started slipping and, like, becoming, you know, like, a darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
a darkness.
No, it's true, though. You know, that's how you describe energy. You know,
what
it's kind of a dark energy. You know?
Yeah, go on.
Like a dark energy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I think to, like, a certain extent, it's healthy to not, like, distance yourself from that person who would be, like, pulling you down. But I feel like if he is your friend or she is your friend.
You gotta be there.
That you have to be there for them. Yeah. And there's you have to know that there's something going on in their life.
Right.
That's pulling them down.
Right. And it's your almost purpose.
You have to help people out. That's positive energy.
That is cool because that has a lot to do with the topic that we're talking about today. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you guys want to email me, you can at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com, or you can call in on the show. Honestly, guys, we are here to help. We are here to talk. Anything you want, 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. We're talking about pretty much just how to be
to be happy.
To be happy. Oh. And like how to live a good life. Cuz it's really difficult. It is. You know, I mean it sounds so simple. Oh dude, live a happy life. You know? But life is difficult, you know?
Yeah.
It's you have the ups and downs. You have, you know, good experiences, bad experiences, which form you. And how you come out of those experiences and how you react in, you know, hectic times within those experiences forms the person you are.
Exactly. And you know what I was just thinking?
What?
Is some of the definition in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. If you look at, like, I mean, that's like the Bible of psychiatric, you know, knowledge and psychology.
Right.
If you look at the definitions of all the, you know, mental problems, the main key is, are you functioning socially?
Yeah.
Can you function? Do you have people around you? Are you functioning in a workplace?
Yeah.
Are you managing to maintain yourself? Now, if you're a teen, you're fine usually because you're still living at home. There's a lot of runaways, a lot of teens who get out of the house early, and they're struggling. But they struggle and they make it. They have part-time jobs, or they have, you know, they go to college, whatever they do. But the whole key is are you able to function in life? You know,
yeah.
And that's the whole thing of, you know, that defines depression, anxiety,
right.
Any of those, you know, really bad problems. So
right.
So you're right, Dave. I mean, it's
well,
just
thanks.
How can it's how can you, you know, it's being happy to, and being able to deal with your surroundings,
right.
cope with all the stuff that
right.
goes on around us.
Right. Another thing that I want to touch on that is if you are like the kind of person that kind of like we were talking about earlier that you know views things in like a negative way
mm-hmm.
and like specifically picks out the flaws. I'm sorry, guys. Give me one sec. We got a caller.
Okay.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You are live. Hello?
Got him up on the board?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, all right.
We lose him?
Looks like we lost him. That's fine. What I was going to say is, like, if you're the kind of person that, like, views life negatively and, like, you just find things that are going on, like, within your life that are not...
Like, you pick out negative things from...
Right.
From
right.
Instead of picking out the positive parts... Okay, caller.
Yeah, we got it. One more time. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you are on the air live. How's it going?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Logan Schumacher from Calabasas.
How's it going, Logan?
It is great. It's going great.
It's good to hear.
Hey,
what can we help you with, ma'am?
Ma'am?
Well, ma'am. I have a problem ma'am. With... A couple of my friends are doing drugs, and they want me to start doing drugs.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Teen Trends. We got, just to let you know, we got Colin, we got Kevin, we got Dr. Michelle, and myself in the studio. All very, very, we can consider ourselves wise people that can
yeah.
that can help you, you know. So I would say, first of all, like how do you feel about like doing the drugs? Like, do you have something within you that's like, oh, dude, I want to try this? Or is it just like, no, I really don't want to try this, and I wish my friends were not into this?
How do you...
It's more of a, I want to try this, because I've tried them before, and it's just more of a thing, like, I kind of need to stop, but I still want to.
Okay. Do you feel that you can, like, control it? Like, do you feel that it's one of those things where it's like all or nothing, and or can it be like an occasional thing? Also, like, it also really depends on what drugs you're referring to, you know.
Well, it's more of a ecstasy and weed thing, but, you know, I've done it before, and I just, you know.
Okay.
I just, I've done it before, and it's not an all-or-nothing thing. It's still a trade-off, but, you know what I mean.
Kevin was about to speak. Go on.
I want to say stay away from that. Like, ecstasy, dude, stay away from that. Like, all these hard drugs these days will just, they'll kill you.
It's true. Like, there's a lot of things, you know, that, that I want to say they're good, maybe, I hesitate saying this because it's the experience, you know, it's the experience that you want. It's that feeling that you want it's either you're going to come to an understanding with yourself where it's like, you know what, dude, I really don't need to have this experience, which I would say is probably like a better choice, or you're going to want to just do this, and then you're going to have the experience. But one thing that you must know within yourself is that you are like a strong person. You are like a strong enough person to just be like, okay, I can have my experience. I know it's really bad for my body, but like, Logan?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you mind possibly background noises, like turning the background noises
a
little bit?
Oh yeah. Okay. That'd sure. Be awesome. I'll get it off right now.
Yeah, but I like basically, you know, you just got to know that if you're gonna experiment, you know, you can't. You cannot let yourself go, and you cannot let like your thoughts alter when it comes to the drug. You know that it's a bad thing. Keep in mind that it's a bad thing,
and don't do it. Like, I don't even see why you would do it, because it, in my honest opinion, it doesn't bring you happiness. And I guess the topic today is just finding that happiness within yourself. And in my honest opinion, drugs pull you away from that happiness.
I have a question for you. How often do your friends do it, and how often do you do it?
Well, I've recently stopped due to testing reasons, but my friends do it about every day. Not ecstasy, but, you know, they smoke every day, but they do it actually about, like, twice a month.
All right.
Have you talked to your friends about maybe them, like, instead, like, you don't have to tell them to stop doing it, because it's their choice completely, but, like, maybe telling them that you don't want to do it anymore,
and
then if they want to hang out with you, then you don't want to be around that.
Yeah, and kind of like lead them, kind of guide them with you, because you are their friends. Like take it almost upon your shoulders. Oh, this is cool. This totally ties into the topic. Like, take it almost upon your shoulders to be that good person, and to be like, okay, these are my friends. I realize that they're gonna make their choices, but I'm going to do everything in my power to kind of show them that, hey, dude, you can be completely happy without the drugs. You know, like, you can pursue a wonderful life without the drugs, and, like, you don't need it.
I was going to say,
like, they might look at you and they might be like, yeah, dude, like, I totally understand it, but the drugs are fun, you know? Because I've had that with friends before. I've had friends that have gotten into bad shit, you know? And I've just been like, dude, I excuse my French, but you're fucking up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you completely are screwing your life, you know? And you're young, you know? And, I mean, it goes, like, you know, beyond just ecstasy and stuff. Like, it with like, harder drugs, like, you just can't, you know, you can't...
And you should also be that person that, instead of, like, if someone's like, hey, dude, do you want to come over and smoke? Be like, no, dude, do you want to go to the movies with me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
avoid those situations and pull away from it.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, yeah, hey, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for that, you guys. Thank you.
I just wanted to say something really fast to Logan. Hey, Logan, this is Dr. Michelle.
Hello, Dr. Michelle.
Hi. Listen, I don't want to come off like, you know, like a parent or anything, but I worked in a psychiatric facility with teens for about 4 years, and most of the teens were in there because, you know, they had experimented with ecstasy a lot and hallucinogens, and what happened is it changed the chemistry in their brain, so they were like permanently pretty messed up, so they had to be on medications like the rest of their lives. Some of them went on antipsychotics, antidepressants, benzodiazepines, which are anxiety meds and all that stuff. So I'm just saying that they required a lot. They most of them were like 19 and 20 because they'd done drugs since they were like 15 was the general age, and they were just like so. They were just like messed up, and they were just so depressed because they had gone into, you know, doing it for so long, and they were, it was really sad. So I'm just saying, you know, I know you don't want to be like this righteous person to your friends or anything, but it truly does. And you know, weed, it's not that big of a deal really, and they're finding it's good for you know, medicinal purposes, but you know, long term, you know, the motivation and the brain chemistry does change too. So, yeah. I mean, you got to space it out. Yeah. But ecstasy and hallucinogens, your chemistry is going to change, and you're going to become a pretty, you know, talk about happy, today's theme. It changes the serotonin and the norepinephrine, and you get depressed.
Yeah,
you get really depressed.
It just brings down your serotonin.
I don't mean to sound clinical or weird or anything, but it's just
the
what I've seen.
The anti-disestablishmentarianism is a metaphorical expression.
No, it just gets really, you know, I've seen it, and it's really sad to see.
Yeah.
You know, young people who are kind of messed up from it.
Logan, thank you very much for calling in on Teen Trends. I hope we helped out.
Thank you very much. You did.
Of course. All right, man. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. That was nice. Thank you very much, Logan, for calling in.
Well, that's pretty brave.
Yeah,
know?
Dude, that is cool. You know, I really, really admire people, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know him. You
right.
know, I've never met him.
Right.
But, like, just the fact that he can call and just be like, hey, dude, okay, like, I need your help.
Exactly.
I need a problem. Or I have a problem. I need a problem. Yeah.
I need a problem.
If anybody else wants to call in, talk to us, you know, anything.
We're here to help you
today
for your problem.
323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, latalkradio.com. We're just talking about helping people out.
Wait, Kevin, what was your problem? I want
to live a great life.
You just said you had a problem.
No, I didn't. No, I
what the problem is.
Kevin, you have so many problems.
Is that comedian? What the problem
dude,
is.
Dude, you just get out of the studio. You have so many problems. I'm just kidding. But that's, like, really cool. You know, like, hey, dude, I have a problem. Like, I want to do the drugs. My friends are doing the drugs, but I know the drugs are bad, you know. Yeah, and another thing which is kind of cool, which I was going to say, but I kind of got sidetracked, that super ties in to the topic, because it's like, okay, here's a person that, you know, he realizes what's right, and he realizes what's wrong, but then there's this other side of him that's like, oh my God, like, I want to do this, you know, and then he sees his friends, and he's like, okay, like, I know that this is bad, and I want to help my friends, because a huge part of pursuing a happy life and being a happy person is elevating your surroundings and just being a positive person. If you can elevate your surroundings, for example, by helping people in need, brackets, drugs,
uh-huh.
you know, like, that just gives you an excuse to be happy with yourself.
Right.
You know, like, I helped people. I helped somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I changed somebody for the better. You know, like, just like the like, within you, just to, like, have that is super cool.
What do you think Logan should do if he keeps trying to convince his friends not to do it and they're not doing it? What do you think he should do, guys?
I mean,
if they're just going to say, well, either you're with us or you're not.
Well,
you know?
I think his friends might give him a hard time, like, oh, why are you trying to help me so much? But I think it's not like it is Logan's responsibility in a sense. It's not a responsibility, but I think he should just stay at it. Like, no matter what his friends say,
mm-hmm.
oh, this is you're being annoying by, like, mm-hmm. telling me to stop doing this. Like, he needs to do it to, like, help his friends out.
Yeah,
and his friends will thank him one day for it.
Oh, 100%. And it also comes to, like, a medium. Like, it can't be one of those things where it's like, oh, dude, you're smoking weed. Like, that's so bad. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Or, like, oh, dude, you know, you do ecstasy. You're a bad person, you know? It can't be to that extent. You have to find, like, a medium. You have to find a level where it's like, hey, dude, we're still really good friends. But I'm coming to you because I love you and I care about you, you know?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you from a logical point of view that you should either, you know, start by slowing down or just stop. Like, you've had your experiences, you know? Like, how many times does it take, you know, until there's permanent damage, you know? Because, you know, when you fuck with drugs, you're messing with your brain.
Yeah.
You know, you're messing with your entire body. The brain, like I said before, is like the core of the body. And when you mess with that, it's just bad news bears.
Yeah.
Also, another, like, on the paper that I prepared for the show, another bullet point that I put, which has to do with all of this, is what you put out comes right back.
Yeah.
You know?
Instant karma.
Instant karma.
I have something to say. Like,
say it.
Okay, so... like last week, I had to borrow my mom's car for the day because she needed to use my car. And so I saw that she was low on gas, so I went and put like $25 worth of gas in it.
Oh, you're a good
right.
son.
And then when my mom used my car the other day,
yeah.
she went and filled my tank up.
Dude.
So it kind
of
like, I
yeah,
like
of course.
Put something out and she like gave it back to
of
me.
Of course, of course. And the thing about
and
it.
And I didn't even like tell her that I put the gas
yeah.
in. So it
yeah.
was like, I didn't like. Mom, I put gas in your tank. You need to, like, pay
no,
me back.
No, not at all.
She,
it was just, like, out of pure kindness. Like,
yeah.
oh, dude, my mom's low on gas. I'm going to help her out.
And I
yeah.
think if you do random acts of kindness in the universe,
random
you know,
acts
out there,
of kindness.
For
yes.
people just giving, you know, whatever. If you acknowledge, like, a homeless person and give them whatever change you might have and, you know, help them out or, you know, just you see some old person who's struggling and you help them with something in public or
yeah.
you help a little kid or, you
yeah.
know, just something like that. You'll see... When you're just doing your life, that these things will come back to you. I mean, people will just give you amazing gifts.
Yeah.
And I think
and
it's about instant karma.
Not necessarily material gifts.
Yes.
You know, more. I mean, yes, very very possible for material
no,
gifts.
No, I'm talking
you know,
about just acts of
but,
love
yeah,
that you
yeah,
receive.
Exactly. You know, we got another caller. Give me one sec.
Okay.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You are live on the air.
Yeah.
I'm Dave. What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. My name is Susan.
Oh, how's it going, Susan?
I have a problem.
Speak up, Susan. Let's talk.
I'm kind of lonely.
Okay.
I'm sorry, shy. I'm a senior.
I have a
couple of friends, but I'm kind of lonely. How does you deal with loneliness?
Are you a senior in high school?
Yes.
Okay. I would say... You know, being a senior in high school, it is a very, very rough time. You know, you're finding yourself, you're adapting to your surroundings, and you're just, you know, you're exploring everything about you, you know, because you're trying to, like, fit into who you are. This is, like, the growing stages of, like, the main growing stages of your life. And being lonely is difficult. It is difficult. I would say
my family doesn't understand me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Susan. I would say have you like sit down and had a long talk and just like, okay, listen, family, like this is what is going on in my mind and it's really affecting me in a negative way and I want you to just listen to what I have to say.
Hello?
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
Not really.
I would suggest honestly, like talking things out is one of the greatest things you can do. Just
but
sitting...
only my friends understand.
Yeah, you know, usually
they're
do.
Cool and they're my age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Susan, I'm so sorry. Can you possibly turn down the volume on the station just a little bit? Because we're getting feedback.
I'm not listening to the station.
Okay.
I'm
oh.
in the other room.
Then that's probably just
it's probably just
yeah, the phone
yeah.
or something. Okay. Yeah,
so
Dr. Michelle.
I think hi, this is Dr. Michelle and I'm thinking that you know, usually friends are, you know, easier to talk to. And if you have your friends, that's really important.
Yeah, friends really are a lot easier to talk to because like they're somebody that like can relate to you completely. You know, somebody that's just like, okay, I'm the same age as you, like, we're both growing and, like, blossoming together, you know, and you can just talk to them, and they can talk to you, and you can, like, share emotion, and just, like, share the way you feel and get feedback from your friends. And, sorry, go on.
Do you feel that
But what can I do to be less lonely? Where can I go?
Do you have, do your family members give you any kind of support, or do they make you feel intimidated when you try to talk to them?
They laugh.
Oh, that's not nice. So they have their. It sounds to me like they have some of their own problems and they have stuff going on. So maybe it's really important. Do you have like a someone in your church or a rabbi? I don't know what religion you are. Do you have like a school counselor, somebody who you could, you know, just like trust and talk to?
A cool teacher.
Yeah. If you have a teachers who you feel really comfortable with sometimes, and you know, spend time with them. It's really nice to get that support, especially from an adult. Or if you have an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent or some adult figure in your life, just who you can talk to, then it kind of makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Could I go to meet people?
Well, I think that, you know, if you have a group of friends, right?
Two girlfriends
is better than none, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I was going to say, like, you know, if you just, like, want to put yourself out there and, like, meet more people, you know, go up to people, you know? Like, I know it sounds weird, but if you just, like, generate, like, a good energy and you truly believe in yourself, I'm a good person and I completely deserve to have friends, I'm going to go out there and just be the person who I am and make friends. Honestly, just like find opportunity. Like either go up to somebody. Oh, this is cool. This ties in. I was gonna say, like go up to somebody that maybe looks like they're in need of some help, and just be like hey, could I help you out? And then they'll either be like, oh my gosh, yes, thank you. And then that completely can, you know, spark a friendship. Just, oh, wow, this person's really cool. They came up to me and asked me for, you know, if I needed any help. Or they can just be like, no, but thank you anyways. And then you can just be like, no problem. Like, you know.
Are you also shy with your friends? Like, can you talk to them completely? Or, are you separated from your friends, too?
Oh, I have fun, but I'm lonely.
Even with your friends, you feel lonely? Or do your friends are the only ones that kind of make you feel happy?
Yeah. My friends are cool.
That's great. You're so lucky. And getting out and doing a lot of activities are great. You know, if you go out and, you know, find things to do with your friends to meet other people.
Yeah.
You know, like social things to do.
Yeah, like go bowling, you know, go to the mall.
No, go ice skating, go roller skating, go... I don't know, go fun places. Yeah,
and
the mall
and,
is fun.
And another thing, Susan, is if you dwell, like, in your mind, like, if you dwell on how lonely you are, honestly, all that's going to do is make you more lonely. Like, you can't focus on how lonely you are. You can't focus on the flaws in your life. You can't focus on the negative things within you, because when you think, like we said earlier in the show, like, when you think and you put energy into something, that just makes it more. So if you're putting more energy into, like, oh, I'm so lonely, like, I don't know what to do with myself, like, woe is me, then that will completely manifest in your life, and you will be lonely, and you will find excuses to be that lonely person and that sad person. But if you take that, set that aside, and just be like, okay, you know what? Wake up, new me. I'm not a lonely person. I'm not a lonely person. I have people that care about me, that love me, and I'm going to do the same. You know, if you generate love and generate just like an inviting energy to other people, honestly, people are so drawn to that, you will see your life drastically change. It's so true.
Okay, Susan. Oh, you're welcome, honey. Aww. Also, if you have passions and if you're creative or if you have passions or anything...
Bye, I gotta go.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Susan.
I really like her. I hope she calls back when she's feeling better. I think she got a little nervous or something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, you know, if what I was going to tell her is that also part of being happy, you know, and not feeling isolated or, you know, making you feel less lonely too, is pursuing your passions. We can have friends and we can do things we like, but also find passions, find gifts, find certain things we have within ourselves that make us individual, that make us okay with who we are, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Not everybody's a great musician. Not everybody's an artist.
Yeah.
Not everybody is, you know, talented. Not everybody's wonderful.
Yeah.
So if we find different things we can do that are special about us, we'll feel better.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about. You know, that's really what it's about.
Yeah.
So I was going to tell that to Susan, but now that, you know, she's off the air, maybe she's listening and I can help her with that too. Because
yeah.
I think it's really important, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
And, you know, that honestly, like, that's such, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, is the way people perceive themselves and just, like, the way that people perceive their surroundings. Like, you really cannot focus on the negative. I got this paper, actually, which is really cool. Just, like, a few points within everybody's life where you can just, like, elevate yourself. Okay, for one, appreciate life. Be thankful that you woke up alive each morning. Develop a childlike sense of wonder towards life. Like, you know, when you were a little kid, you're just like, oh my God, like that tree, it's so cool, you know? But you were stoked over that tree, or you were stoked over, like, the little things, you know? Like, find the beauty everywhere. Another thing, make the most of each day. Don't take anything for granted, and honestly, don't sweat the small stuff. Number two, choose friends wisely. Surround yourself with happy, positive people who share your values and goals. Friends that have the same ethics as you will encourage you to achieve your dreams. They help you to feel good about yourself. They're there to lend a helping hand when needed. That's what friends are about, and also, that's what being a friend is about.
Yeah.
You know, putting yourself out there. Number three, be considerate. Accept others for who they are as well as where they are in life.
Yeah, acceptance is a
yes,
real big one.
Yes, respect them for who they are.
Yeah.
Touch them with a kind and generous spirit. Help when you are able without trying to change the other person.
Oh,
yeah, don't like be like, dude, you have to change, like you have
right.
to do this. Just lead them, kind of like Logan's position.
Right.
You know? Try to brighten the day of everyone you come into contact with.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that is what I try to do. That's what my friends try to do as well. We, like, anybody we meet, anybody that, like, we're around, we just, like, we try to spread positive.
That's
and
nice.
It comes back.
That's really nice.
I'm not
really
joking.
Nice, guys.
It comes back.
It really, like whenever I talk to people, like, and I help them with their problems or anything,
yeah.
like, a lot of people, for like, trust me with what, like, their problems and stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I have a lot of people that I can trust to
yeah.
tell all my problems
exactly,
to.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. That's just like what you put out comes right back. Learn continuously. I like this one. Keep up to date with the latest news regarding your career and hobbies. Try new daring things that spark your interest, such as dancing, skiing, surfing, skydiving.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Skydiving.
Right?
That's what I'm
hey,
talking
dude,
about.
Let's go skydiving, bro.
I'm
you know
so
what?
Down. Let's go.
Dude, let's go. Dude, let's just turn the mic off and cut the show and go skydiving.
Sounds good.
Dude, we're skydiving right now.
Dude, right now we're skydiving. Number five, creative problem solving. Don't swallow in self-pity. My bad. Don't wallow in self-pity. Kind of like Susan's situation, which is cool. Like, you know, don't be so caught up in the negative. You know, put that aside. And focus on the positive.
Don't go on a giant cycle of, like, depression.
Yeah. Because
if you're like, oh, I have no friends, and then that kind of leads to unhappiness,
yeah.
and then you keep on dwelling on
right.
the bad things,
right.
you'll just get deeper into a hole, and it's
exactly.
not like...
Exactly. As soon as you face a challenge, get busy finding a solution. Don't let the setbacks affect your mood, just like Colin said. Instead, see each new obstacle you face as an opportunity to make a positive change. That's cool. I really like that. Learn to trust your gut instincts. It's almost always right.
That's true.
It's so
hard to
true.
Get in touch with those, but once you do, you know, it's really great.
Yeah. This is also a big one. Number six, do what they love. Some statistics show that 80% of people dislike their jobs. No wonder there's so many unhappy people running around. We spend a great deal of our life working. Choose a career that you enjoy. The extra money of a job is not worth it, pretty much. They use a big word. That I can't pronounce. make time to enjoy your hobbies and pursue special interests.
Or even if you have to get settled into a job that's kind of a drag,
yeah.
you know, it's monotonous or whatever,
yeah.
you can, when you get out of that job, find fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
Just do, you know, sometimes we all have to make money. We all have to earn money. So
yeah.
sometimes, you know, we have to work behind a counter and deal with the public, and it's really a pain in the butt. Yeah. And people are rude, and the public's tough to deal with. But if you can do your job, make your money, and know that you're saving it or living your life with that,
right,
and paying your bills or whatever, find things when you're not working that'll make you feel so much better and enjoy.
Totally.
Find stuff with your friends.
And, I completely agree. Number 7, laugh.
Yeah.
Laugh. Check this one out. Don't take yourself or life too seriously. Really, like, don't.
Yeah.
You know? You can find humor in just about any situation. Laugh at yourself. No one's perfect. When appropriate, laugh and make light of the circumstances.
Yeah, that helps lighten up a little bit.
Oh, dude, totally. Naturally, there are times that you should be serious, as it would be improper to laugh.
Yeah,
you
know, really.
Of course. It comes down to...
Yeah, my girlfriend just dumped me. Yeah. That's funny.
It comes down to a lot of logic, you know. And it comes down to... Yeah, pretty much, like, comes down to logic. Like, you know, if you're, like... I just thought of, like, you're in, like, a super serious play. Like, you're watching, like, a Shakespeare play, and, like, the main character just, like, brutally dies, and, like, everybody's, like, crying, and you're, like, the one dude in the audience is just, like...
I know. Like, yeah, that's kind of bizarre. Enjoying life is really important. Something that I try to do is, like... I know this sounds really kind of, like, tacky. Like,
no. You know. Go on.
But, sometimes when I get up, if I'm in a funky mood and not, you know, I'm just kind of tired and I'm going, oh, I've got to go to work. I, you know, have a lot to do. I just, like, get outside. I start looking at the trees. I start looking at the, I get to drive past the ocean sometimes on my way to work.
Yeah.
I get to look at the coolest thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I completely agree. That's totally cool. I also want to go on. Forgive.
Yeah.
Dude. Forgive. Holding a grudge will hurt no one but you.
Yeah.
Forgiving others for your own peace of mind.
Yeah.
When you make a mistake, own up to it, learn from it, and forgive yourself. In capital letters, forgive yourself.
No kidding.
Number nine. No, you added one. So this is number 10. Gratitude. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Big thing that I live by every single day of my entire life. Count your blessings.
No,
please. Okay.
What I do, like, almost every night, unless I'm sleeping out, but, like, every night I, like, meditate in my bed and I give thanks to everything that I can think of.
Yeah,
that's
at the moment.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it just makes my next day, like, so much brighter.
It's so true.
And I think of things that I wouldn't usually think of to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And I try, like, to think of new things to be grateful for. And I don't know. It just makes me happier.
No, totally. This also, which is cool, even the things, like, count all your blessings, even the things that seem trivial. This is a big part. Be grateful for your home, your work, and most importantly, your family and friends.
Yeah.
If you are grateful for... your home, your work, and family and friends, that all ties in, you're thinking. You're putting the thoughts and the energy out, like, thank you for all of this. And it's coming right back. Just more of it is going to come right back.
Well, it gives you good feelings of love within yourself. And if you have characteristics, I know we all have, like, things that we don't like about ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, physically, we don't like certain things about us. But if there's, like, one or two things that you really like about yourself that you have, like, great-looking eyes or great, you know, gorgeous hair, ladies, or, you know, guys, whatever, you know, that'll help. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have certain things that you really can say, and you can be grateful, thank you, whoever, Holy Spirit or God or whoever you put your thoughts out to, thank you so much for giving me the ability to, and your emotions, too. If you're a pretty happy person, or if you're a calm person, or if you're, you know, thank you for letting me be pretty calm and stress-free.
Right.
Among all the crazy people out there.
Totally.
You know?
Number 11, keep your word. This is just as important as being happy with yourself. Honesty is the best policy. Every action and decision you make should be based on honesty. Be honest with yourself and your loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in life, you know, they lie sometimes. You know, everybody does.
We have to.
You know,
we don't want to, you know.
Like, there's situations where, you know, you've done something wrong and you know it's wrong. You know, and somebody's called you out on it, and you will just flat out lie to their face.
That's right.
You know, and that doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't. You know, if you do it often, it's not a good thing. But what it means is, you know, like certain times in life when you just can't fess up to it and you can't handle the situation. Like, yes, it is normal to lie, but
I don't think it is. I don't think it's good to lie.
No,
not good to lie.
It's not good to lie. What we're saying is, like, Colin, have you ever lied in your entire life?
Yes.
Okay, that's what
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, whenever I do lie,
yeah,
like, I just feel bad about it. It's not
completely.
Like a...
Yeah, but if he's talking about, like, if someone says, how do I look, right?
Oh, okay.
So some girl goes, how do I look, and you go, you're fat.
I'm talking about that, but I'm also talking about the mistake lies. Like, hey, dude. Did you know, okay, hypothetically speaking, there's, you know, your best friend likes this girl, but you hooked up with the girl behind her back,
right?
You know, behind his back. Dude, did you hook up with the girl I like? No, dude, I wouldn't do that. You know, but like you clearly
did. I don't think that's right.
I'm not saying it's right.
He's saying he has to lie for it.
I'm saying there's situations in your life where things like that come about, and it's hard to man up to it, but if you notice... When you lie in situations like that, the truth will always surface. So honestly, be honest with yourself and be honest with your surroundings. I never said that that's okay. Ooh, this is a good one.
What?
Number 12, meditate.
Yeah.
Meditation. And, okay, I know it's hard just to be like, hey, dude, meditate. Because, like, a lot of people can't just, like, sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to meditate. But honestly, it is much easier than you think. Meditation gives your very active brain a rest. When it's rested, you will have more energy and function at a higher level. Types of meditation include yoga, hypnosis, relaxation, tapes, affirmations, visualizations, or just sitting in complete silence. You know, find something you enjoy and make the time to practice it daily.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
We're almost out of time. I want to get through these two last things. There's these two last parts that will really, really help. It's almost like each number, like each new thing is like a block, you know, like, you know, gratitude, keeping your word, you know. Number 13, mind their own business. Concentrate on creating your life the way you want it. Take care of you and your family. Don't get overly concerned with what other people are doing or saying. Don't get caught up with gossip or name-calling. Don't judge. Everyone has a right to live their life
the way
they want to, including you.
That's right.
But I want to add on to that. Live it in a positive way.
Right. Non-judgment.
You know? Last one, optimism. Big, big one. See the glass as half full.
Mm-hmm.
Find the positive side of any given situation. It's there, even though it may be hard to find. Know that everything happens for a reason, even though you may never know what the reason is. Steer clear of negative thoughts. If a negative thought creeps in, replace it with a positive thought.
That's good.
I want to chip in. You have complete control over what you think and your mind.
That's true.
If you don't think you do, then you will. Then you won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. It is always a pleasure. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Good show.
It's
been a great show. Thank you, Colin.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, Dr. Michelle. And
you're welcome.
Everybody, listen to
thank
Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 a.m. in the morning. I love the show. I listen
to
it.
Thank you.
It's a good show. I'm David Cohen, your host. Thank you guys so much for listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Have a wonderful Sunday and an even better tomorrow. All right, guys. Bye-bye.